The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Wasn't due back to go to work until the 22nd. So I said, well, could you fly from Orlando to Salisbury? I mean, what's the difference if you fly from Orlando or you fly from where we live to Salisbury? You can still fly. And then I would have whatever vehicle we drove there. And then I was going to go to Charleston and surprise Big Fatty. And then Gerald and I went to take pictures of the Northern Lights, and he was so crabby. I was just like, forget it. I'm not going to. And I'm just being honest telling the story. I'm not being, you know, facetious or whatever. He's already heard the story maybe four or five times because you know me. Anyway, so I was just like, I am not going to waste my vacation sitting in a car with some crab apple.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I am not going to waste my vacation to surprise Big Fatty.
Clutch the pearls.
We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Yes, well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4713. UFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Same Thing. Y'all, I'm going to pick up where I left off on yesterday's little show about lost wages. Yes, Big Fatty?
By the light of the silvery moon.
Hello, bloody worms. Big Fatty? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. You're bloody worms today because, y'all, today is the full moon, y'all. It is the worm moon or the blood moon. And, y'all, the reason it is the blood moon is because it is also a lunar eclipse, which makes the moon look red, blood red. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that happens when Mother Earth comes between the sun and the moon. And, y'all, that's what gives the moon the reddish color. Big Fatty, what about the worms? Well, you know, it's springtime, and, you know, that's when, yes, Big Fatty, that's when everyone should take a moment and check themselves for worms, right?
By the silvery
where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the bloody worm moon, 3rd of March, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, very special celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, met him many times at the good days. Y'all, I've been to his, I run to his place in the Fort Leatherdale. I don't know if he still has that or not. y'all, he's been to Pride 48. In fact, y'all, last for right. Ooh, y'all, you heard him singing. Y'all, every month he sings the Bulgarian national anthem. And y'all, just one of the nicest, and generous people you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Stevie B. Big Fatty, we love Stevie B. It's true. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, known her, well, she's been listening to the little show from the beginning, y'all, she's listened to the LFC, yes, Big Fatty, but only for Vader. Well, that's true. And, y'all, met her for the first time in the Washington, D.C. at a leather event. Big Fatty, she went to the leather event. No, she was just there, and I was there for the leather event. Oh, okay. She still to this day was very overcome by Big Fatty's gentlemanliness of pulling her chair out for when we went out for supper. Y'all, she's been to Pride 48. She's got to be one of the biggest supporters of the little show. Her last treasure trove was for Win Bacon's Money, won by that Brendan over there in the UCK. Y'all, she's the host of the Epitome little show. Look for her license plate when you're in South Dakota. Y'all, it's none other than the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon. We love Miss Bacon. So, y'all, if you see Miss Bacon or Stevie B, wish him a big old corner piece of cake.
Happy birthday,
y'all. Picking right back up where I left off, telling you about on yesterday's little show, where I was telling you about the Cirque du Soleil show. Is what it's called. And y'all, I don't know if they chose that name because it's at the Bellagio or not, but y'all, it's a relatively, it feels like an intimate theater. It's big, but it's not like, you know, it's not real wide. It's compact on the sides. Y'all, the show, this is one of those shows that I've always wanted to see, and I've never had the chance to actually do it. Y'all, I do it 1,000 times again. Y'all, it is absolutely magnificent. If you ever come to Lost Wages, go to O. well, first of all, the Menzies, yes, Big Fatty, what you always notice, y'all, they are just in, they're just, y'all, it's the splash zone because you're drooling the whole time. But y'all, they do absolute death-defying dives into this pool of water, and y'all, all of a sudden, they can do a death-defying dive, and 3 minutes later, they can be walking on the water. Y'all, it's absolutely technically magnificent, and the characters in it are just wonderful. Y'all, they've got two clowns in it. A lot of Cirque du Soleil shows have clowns prior to the show, but y'all, these two were absolutely so funny. So funny. You know, there was a little bit of audience participation and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, you're not really sure if you think the audience members or some of the audience members are or there are actually participants in the show, y'all, and it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. And y'all, you know, if I could purchase the eye candy at the concession stand that we saw on the water, y'all, Durwood would be broke. Anyway, y'all, after that, the two of them were hungry, so y'all, we went to that Gordon Ramsay's burgers, and Durwood got some kind of roasted jalapeno something, and the Nip got, y'all, he got the just the basic burger and French fried potatoes. Durwood got onion rings. Y'all, I had one of those, and y'all, they were good. Good. And they had the Parmesan cheese on them and everything sprinkled on it. And y'all, our waiter, his name was Greg. And y'all, he was like, Greg. After that, y'all, we headed back to the motel And it was just a quiet, you know, by the time the show was over and they had eaten and everything, y'all, we were all had a day with all the walking up there on the strip and everything. And y'all, we got up. Got up on Saturday morning, and y'all, Big Fatty usually gets up before the Nip and Durwood, and so Durwood and I had brofkas. No, we didn't. We had brofkas. Durwood and I had brofkas together on right, but not Saturday. I went down, and then Durwood came down on his own, and then the Nip came down a little bit later, and y'all. We're making moves to start getting ready. All of a sudden, Durwood and I get a testimonium from the Nip. Well, I've shit myself again. Yes, Big Fatty, now we know why it's called the Shat Pack. And he says, at least I had on dirty clothes to go to breakfast, and it just occurred on the way back to the room. Just finished washing a few garments. Then he says, my room smells like a sewage spill. And then the Nip says, I was falling asleep about 1:52 a.m. in the morning. Yes, I noted the time when my neighbor was apparently having a huge release as he exclaimed his ecstasy loudly. Now, y'all, he's staying right next to Durwood. Bee, ready? Anyway, so, y'all, we headed up to the Sphere. Wait a minute, I've received something else. The Nip has just told me Sunday morning I'm dealing with some stomach issues and waiting to take a shower right before we leave. Give your preferred time for me to be ready to go since you said 12 at the latest. 12. Y'all, he got to know everything. So, y'all, we walked up to the Sphere, and we got there. We got there at a pretty good time. And, y'all, we were given our bad witch armbands, and I had told them, now, when we start down to the when we start down to the reception area, I'll go get us a table and y'all get in the bar line because it'll back up soon. And Durwood got me a glass of red wine and him a glass of red wine. And the Nip got, I think he got white wine. And we each got a bottle of water. And y'all, I had one sip of the red wine and just pushed it right over to Durwood because it was not what I wanted. But y'all, the special buffet, they had the Yellow Brick Road cheese display. And y'all, on it, they also had salami that were wrapped around each other to look like a witch's hat. And they had the brisket sliders, and they had some chips and guacamole and some other kind of salsa, and y'all, these pretzel sticks with this grain mustard that was absolutely delicious. And then they had the dessert area where they had little waffle pieces with icing and blueberries, and then they had different cookeries, and of course they had the green and yellow popcorn. No, it wasn't yellow. It was just regular popcorn. It was green and white popcorn. And yes, we found the cheese was yellow. Yeah, that's right. Y'all, then we went in and saw the movie, and needless to say, the Nip and Durwood were blown away like the tornado. And, y'all, it was just wonderful. Just wonderful. Came back to the motel for a little while. And, y'all, then we headed up to the Caesar's Palace because that evening, Saturday evening, y'all, we had tickets to go see Absinthe, which is at Caesar's Palace. It's not a Cirque du Soleil show, but, y'all, it is y'all, it's raunchy, and but it's and y'all, we were on the front row, And y'all, you're right up at the performers, and y'all, speaking of delicious, there were there were acrobats and jugglers and aerialists, and y'all, it was a comedy show. Y'all, the hashtag for it is called Shit Show, and y'all, they have the vulgar language, and y'all, there was a the master of ceremonies is a big wig, Mr. Cabrillionaire or something like that, and there's another lady that y'all, she's as horny as a toad, and y'all, it's just very suggestive, and but y'all, it was absolutely, absolutely spectacular, and it's a very intimate show, y'all. It's under a circus tent, and just I highly recommend going to see Absinthe if you ever come here. And then after that, Durwood and the Nip decided they wanted something to eat. Big Fatty wasn't much into having any supper or anything like that. So Durwood got him some – we went to the Cafe Americano there at the Caesar's Palace. And the Nip got a giant wedge salad. Y'all, it was more like a half a head of lettuce salad. And Durwood had chicken wings. Oh yes, Big Fatty, he loves sucking on a bone. He does. And y'all, then Big Fatty wasn't sure if he. I was considering going to the homosexual spa, but I left them. They decided they wanted to go gamble. And so they said, we'll take an Uber back to the motel. And so y'all, I drove the Chevrolet Red or similar back to the hotel. And y'all, I was sitting around here piddling around, and y'all, all of a sudden I'm just like, okay, I'm just pooped. And so y'all, speaking of pooped, what did I do? Y'all went to bed. And y'all, and let me just say this, Friday night, y'all, I after having some gin and all that, y'all, I fell asleep Friday night with the nightstand light still on, and y'all, on Saturday night, I was out like a light. Yes, Big Fatty, as opposed to Friday night when the light was left on. Yes. I'm recording this Sunday morning, right after I recorded the Monday little show. And y'all, I'll have to tell you about the rest of the weekend on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, I'll be back in the villa for that one. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, we're due in Monday evening, a little after 10 p.m. in the evening. So I've already told my friend at Shady Pines that I will not be coming because, you know, adjusting to the time zone, back to the only time zone that matters is difficult. I forgot to tell you, but y'all, I got a testimonium from an old Crooked Hat while I was in O on Friday night saying, what room are you in? And, y'all, I didn't know what that meant, but I'll tell you tomorrow. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, what you doing for your birthday?
I am not going to waste my vacation to surprise Big Fatty.
Clutch the pearls.
I don't blame you a bit. Just go have an extra cake corner for me, yes?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yeah! Yes. The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.